So at the very, very end of Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam has a few phenomenal halachas where he talks about the mitzvah of simcha during these days. Halacha Yubeis. Aval bishikol modos, mitzvah l'smach behem. In all the modos, of course, is a mitzvah. Samachta b'chagecha, that's all the chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The chag of Sukkos ha'yisrael mikdash simcha yisair. But on Sukkos there was something special. In the base of mikdash, everybody's seen the signs of simcha space shoev, and the Rambam describes this gavaldig simcha in a few halachas. And Chazal, of course, we know, say the Mishalora Simchas Beishoev, Lora Simcha Miyamav. They didn't see. If you want to know the paradigm of Simcha, the greatest Simcha that could be, the greatest joy that could be, you had to go to the Simchas Beishoev. And we who haven't seen it have missed out. Okay. Then the Rambam continues in the very, very last halacha in Hilchos Lulav. And he says, it seems to say it's general halacha, general klal about mitzvahs. In other words, until now he was talking about Simchas Yom Tov and Simchas Beishoev. And then he continues, HaSimcha Shismach Adam. The simcha that a person will be sameach basias a mitzvahs during doing a mitzvah ba'avas akel shetziva behen, and the love of God that commanded them avoda gedolahi. This is a great avoda. Okay, the simcha in mitzvahs is an avoda gedolah. So that's what we're going to look into tonight. Now, what does it mean simcha gedolah? So the pashup shot in simcha gedolah means avoda gedolah. Excuse me, right? Simcha. Thank you. Shisma chadam basias a mitzvahs ba'avas akel shivitzim avoda gedolahi. It's a very big avoda. So what does it mean, avoda? Simply, I would think that a gedola means important. Right? It's an important. What does gedola mean? It's great. I say it's a very, very great thing. A great Torah, a great thing. Very important. Now, actually, the Kuzari, this is mamish fascinating, lists simcha and mitzvahs as a separate category of mitzvahs together with, guess what, two things? Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. It's unbelievable. We all know Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, depending on which side you're about, right? Chassidus, Litvish, this side of Litvish, this side of Chassidus, right? All we talk about all day, the two pillars that all of us relies on, stands on, are what? Avas Hashem, loving God and fearing God, right? Those, the God fins called in Chazal, the wings which bring our mitzvahs up. And together with that, the Kuzari lists Simcha, a third category, Ava, Yira, Simcha. Amazing, right? So already from there, we see how essential Simcha is. Now, the Rambam, we don't see that per se, but you still see the fact the Rambam calls it Avoda Gedola, right? And I don't know, to my knowledge, limited knowledge of the Rambam, you don't see the Rambam say Avoda Gedola that often. It's a great Avoda, right? And the Rambam writes about Tefillin, I don't know if he says that. A great Avoda. It's an Avoda Gedola. Okay, so we're going to look into this. I want to focus on three aspects of what makes Simcha in our mitzvahs, joy in our mitzvahs, and Avoda Gedola. Okay, one is going to be the added schar, and we'll go through one by one. The added schar, there's more schar if you do a mitzvah b'simcha, we'll see. The added hashpa, meaning the effects that the mitzvah have on you, go up exponentially through the simcha you have. And finally, you're going to stick to the mitzvahs more if you enjoy to them, if you have enjoyed. Okay, so let's go echad echad. Sticking to mitzvahs. People, as the Rishiva Zatzal used to say, are pleasure seekers. People want pleasure. People want enjoyment, right? We can do mitzvahs not besimcha, but we're 100%, 100%, 200%, 300% more likely to stick with mitzvahs and to stay with them and do them continually our whole life if we enjoy them, right? Imagine you're lying in bed for that extra 15 minutes in the morning, some smiles on the faces, right? We've been there. We'll be there. Maybe we won't be there, right? Stay in bed a little extra. Now, imagine if, as opposed to just looking out the window, thinking about the fact we're staying in bed, suddenly we saw 10 $100 bills floating by our window, right? $1,000 just floated by. We would get out of bed. We'd be joyous, right? So if we would enjoy Psuka de Zimra, if we would enjoy it, that could get us out of bed just like the $1,000. I have no suffix that by the big tzaddikim, or Tzvi Meyer, right? Someone who lives in our neighborhood, right? Some spatial wave over there tonight. Of course, no one leaves until this art is finished, right? As Mashkiach says, right? But if he saw $1,000 of Psuka de Zimra, what would he choose? Where would he get, not just where would he intellectually choose, where would he get more pleasure? No question, in the Psuka de Zimra. $1,000? A Psuka de Zimra? You know how long it takes him? You know how long it takes a tzaddikim? You know how much longer they enjoy that? They have pleasure in things. So the more someone has pleasure in something, the more they enjoy it, right? The more they connect to it, the more they never want to leave it, the more they want to stay with it. That's simple. And when we don't run after mitzvahs the right way and stay with them sometimes as we'd like, it's because we're not getting the necessary pleasure in them. Okay? So I think that's an understood concept. That's one aspect of the greatness. Next, the hashpah. the mitzvahs will have on us. Okay? First was the stick-to-itiveness, which mitzvahs have, their sticky power if we have joy in them. Second is the effect they will have on us, right? No one likes to waste time. Nobody likes to waste time. Now, how much time do you spend on brachas and davening during a day? I'm just giving this an example. I'd say between an hour and a half to 2 hours. That's definitely fair. Shachas, mincha, ma'ariv, brachas, asher yatzer, brachas hamazon, etc., right? An hour and a half to 2 hours. Now, think that time can either affect us. It's 2 hours. I'm not even talking about other mitzvahs. That time could affect us, change us, temper us, make us different, make us better, right? Now, the more you connect to the mitzvahs, the more they're going to affect you. Simple, right? The more I connect to this, the more this is, I like this. The more this is part of me, the more this speaks to me, so it affects me, right? Now, we all know that the more simcha one has in something, the more they connect to it. Simcha is a connector. How do you say simcha in Aramis? In Aramaic? How do you say it? Chadi. Chadi. So I'm not sure. I don't remember if I heard this, I made it up, or if it's made up, if it's right. But I think chadi sounds like which Hebrew word? Chad. Chad echad. Echad. Chadi echad. Right? When I have joy in something, I connect to it. I'm one with it. Right? And the more therefore, the more joy I have in mitzvahs, my learning and everything, the more I connect to them, and the more effect they will have on me. You get it? So another thing that makes simcha mitzvah avodah gedola, my friends, is that through the simcha b'mitzvahs, right, I connect to them. Through my connection, they affect me more. They're my shpia on me, because I'm one, and I get the message. What's davening trying to tell me? What's my tefillin all about? What's my dalam minim all about? What's my sukkah all about? Well, if I enjoy it, I'm going to connect to it. And that really, on one level, is the whole point of mitzvahs. Like Chazal say, lo ninnim Torah el litzarif emes abriyas. What's the point of Torah? Litzarif. To cleanse, to purge. Tzarif is like a tzoreif. It's someone who gets the bad parts, the purger of the elements, of a piece of metal. You get the bad parts out, you leave the good parts in. That's the purpose of mitzvahs, to affect us, not just to do them and keep moving. We have to be moved, we have to be changed by a mitzvah. What's going to change us? What's going to move us? The more simcha I have in it, the more joy I have in it, the more I'm connected to it, the more I'm connected to it, I'm naturally going to go into its inyan and be fixed and touched. Lashon HaRambam at the end of Hilchos Tumur is like this. Listen to this. Rov dinei haTorah. Most dinei haTorah, einon el eitzes. They're pieces of advice. What a mitzvah! Pieces of advice. Mi rochok mi godol eitzah from Hashem. That's what that means. For what purpose? Litakin. Listen to this language. Litakin hadeis. Uliyasher kolam ma'isim. What's the purpose of mitzvahs? Most mitzvahs, the Rambam says, liyasher hadeis. To give us straight deis. To give us correct opinions about things. To give us the right perspective on life. Uliyasher kolam ma'isim. To mitakin, to get us to think correctly and to get us to act correctly, right? And our theory is the more simcha we have in it, the more we connect to it, chadi echad, and then by connecting to the mitzvahs and being one with them, then I get the effect of them because I naturally go into them, right? The people I love, the people I have joy in are the ones I love, the ones I connect to. The things that I have joy in are the ones I connect to, the ones that affect me, okay? Now, one of the most amazing, striking examples of this, maybe some of you know this, is that, you know, when we speak about the Arizal, we can't even really speak about him. We can't imagine his madriga. We can't imagine that Arizal's madriga. Just to give you a sense of why we can't imagine his madriga, one time he put his, says in Shifchei Ari, this is the only thing I think I read in Shifchei Ari. I read it maybe one time, I don't remember where. But he put down his head, put his head on his hand for a few minutes. Looked like he was just sleeping. A few minutes, 15, 20, I don't remember how long, half hour. Not a Shanis Kevin, maybe Shanis Harai. I don't even know if it was a Shana. It wasn't exactly a Shana. A short something, I'm going to call it a nap. He picked up his head and he said, just tell me them. He said, if I spoke to you, listen to this, Rav Bosai, and Ari doesn't say stam things. If I spoke to you for 90 years in a row, straight, 24-7, for 9, 24-7, 4, 12, 90, I couldn't be megalo to all that I was received just now. You understand? That was from one little 15-minute stint in his life. He had hasagas, he had understandings, and all types of things that we'll never even know about. That it would take 90 years, he couldn't say it over. So this Arizal, it's brought down, he attributed his high milus to what? The fact he did mitzvahs b'simcha. Unbelievable. That madrega, those madregas are open to someone, touching to somebody who does mitzvahs b'simcha. So you see that mitzvahs will affect us in a totally different way if we have joy in them. Okay? Now fine. So what do we have? So simcha is great. Why is simcha great? One, because if we have joy in them, we're going to stick to them. We're not going to leave them, because we don't leave things we love. Two, mitzvahs are great because the hashpa, the effect the mitzvahs can have on us if we do them with joyfully. Now the next thing I want to talk about, I mentioned this a little bit in the sukkah the other day, it's a topic I like. I saw recently I've said it many times. I like to say this over. That Rav Dessler says that Chazal say, Echa b'tzar shavah l'meah shelo b'tzar. Everybody knows that if you do one mitzvah and it hurts you a little bit, my friends, it's shavah to meah. It equals 100 mitzvahs b'tzar. Imagine that. Believe in Chazal. Take it in. Echa b'tzar is shavah to 100 mitzvahs without tzar, right? It hurts me to put my tefillin today. Hurts. Right, that's worth, when you go ahead and do it anyway, whatever tzar you're feeling. And a lot of different types of tzar in the world today. And whatever tzar you feel, that's Chazal is talking about that tzar also. It doesn't mean physical tzar. Someone is emotionally down, right? You do the mitzvah anyway, shavah l'meah shelo b'tzar. Okay? That's Chazal. Said Rav Dessler, what's the shear of tzar? The shear of tzar is, like Chazal say, when a person puts his hand in his pocket and wants a nickel, and he ends up taking out a dime, right? That terrible tzar, you know what I call that tzar? Someone complains to me, Rebbe, you know, I can't learn today. Why? Because Ephes, I was trying to get some money for the Coke machine, right? Didn't steal the money like the last 3 days. That's them as a tzar, right? But I put my hand in. I wanted a 5 shekel. I got a 10 shekel, and I had to put my hand in the pocket again. Boop, 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 right? Chabal. That Hashem is already machshiv katzar. We don't have time now. We can go into that itself. Why the Rebbe Shalom considers that the tzar. But that's called Yisurim. That's called Yisurim. That little level of uncomfortableness. So I went, No, you got to do it again. That's already called tzar. And on that, Rav Dessler said, that's already called one bitzar, shevel l'meah shelo bitzar. Get it? Now, what happens when it goes up another level of tzar? Said Rav Dessler, it goes up another hundredfold, right? Because if already that small level is one level of tzar, and that's already times 100, so if I go up a little bit more discomfort, right? My headache's a little more serious, not just the chush ba'alma, it really hurts, it goes up another level. So now already, when you do that, Rabosai, it's not worth 100, it's worth 10,000 times a regular mitzvah. That's what Dessa says, I didn't make it up. Sisei Chaim brings it down. And it goes up and up and up. I was in a down mood one day in yeshiva, I said to myself, you know what? It's like 1,000 days in yeshiva. Think about it, I'll give you a call. Now I was thinking, if that's the way it works with tzar, so how does it work with simcha? We always know, mita tova meruba, right? The good side is always better. So how does it work on the good side? So I found an orcha tzaddikim listed to this, that echad b'simcha is shava to what? Elef yados, 1,000 times more. Right? Don't just be pessimistic, right? It's great to do mitzvahs with tzar, but it's even greater to do mitzvahs with joy. What kind of, you're sitting in the sukkah anyway. Think to yourself, I'm happy to be here. You just put up your mitzvah 1,000 times. Believe it. Or chetzadikim, salam mekaris, 1,000 times. And if we use Rav Dessler's method, right? Oh, 1 second. So we're going to have to define what a minimum level of joy is. It's very important. We're going to end with that also. But once you go up from the minimal level of joy to a little bit higher, so then it's going to be 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. You get it? Right? Because the same theory. Why shouldn't it work the other way? Just echa b'tzar. Rav Dessler told us, not just 100 and it stops. It's 100, 10,000, a million. Right? So with joy, it's going to be what? 1,000. On the minimum level, one more level up a million, one more level up a billion. It's easier even because you don't have to do two, it's easy to work with 3 zeros and 2 zeros. Something like, you know, soon you're going to be like the gross national debt of the United States or Bosai. Very simple, right? And no one's going to try to stop it, right? No one's going to stop the gross national debt either. But here, no one's even going to try to stop you. Huh? Do a mitzvah with joy. Now, what's the shear of joy? This is very important. This might be the most important thing we say. Don't forget this. We're going to end with this point also. Not right now. When the milkies come out, we're going to end with this point. Milchis, to the 6 hours. Rabosai. The Orcha Tzaddikim says like this, listen to this. The Chol Osim Mitzvah B'Simcha Yesh Lo Schar Elef Yados Yoser. Mishim Mitzvah Alav L'masa. If it's a burden to you. Right? I can do a mitzvah just out of rote, or because it's burdensome, I just got to do it. L'yotzei Zayin. Right? Like to say, L'yotzei Zayin. That's a burden. I want to do it. I know I'm a good Jew, I got to do mitzvahs, I got to do it. The second it goes up one step, that's l'chor already called joy, right? If it's not a burden to me, I enjoy it. What does it mean? It doesn't mean I'm, you know, jumping around ecstatic. Don't think like that. If you think like that, you'll never want to do it. You'll never get anywhere. He says it's 1,000 times more than someone who thinks the mitzvah is a burden. So if I'm doing it and it's not a burden, I go into the sukkah, right? I could go in by rote. That doesn't count. I could go and just have to. But now I don't feel I have to. I want to be in the sukkah. That's all. I want to be in the sukkah because of the sukkah, not because of the shade, right? It has to be because of the mitzvah, I think, right? If you just want to be here because it's shady, so then I would think not. But the second, on whatever level you relate to this as a mitzvah, this is God's commandment, I want a little kibbutz abor, I want this. That's already 1,000 times more, believe it, take it in, right? 1,000 times more. And if it goes up a little bit higher, I really want it. So then it's already 1,000,000. If I really, really want it, it's already 1,000,000,000. So like you, when you come to the yeshiva and you sit for a Seder, not your bitzar, you're joyful. What happens? The level of that Seder, it's like worth 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, But now if you think about it, there are other multipliers of mitzvah. Oh, now what happens? So if you put your tsar and simcha together, so you really start going fast, right? I have a headache, right? I have a headache. It's a three-level headache. So how much is it worth? 10, 100, 100,000 already, right? 10,000, a million. It's already worth a million. I have a three-level headache, right? A million, worth a million. Now what? So I could do the mitzvah then just out of burden, but I'm not going to do it out of burden. I'm going to do it because I want to do it, even though I have headache, but I really want to do it. I'd rather do the mitzvah than just lay in bed. Yeah? No. So already it's a million times a million. It's already a billion on a four-level headache. And whatever it is. What was I? Just two quick other multipliers. I love these things. They're good. Shabbos, the Chafetz Chaim said, is worth 613 mitzvahs, right? And Talmud Torah is connected. Kulma is worth 613 mitzvahs. So now if you put it all together, on the most basic level, and the math heads can work with this afterwards. I did something like this to ladies one time when I spoke before B'digas Chametz. It was a wicked thing to do cheshbonos with women, Erev Pesach. Not nice. Okay. So Rabosai, now, watch this. But this happens. I learn on Shabbos with a little bit of a headache, and I want to do it, right? All on the most basic level, the smallest level of time, the smallest level of simcha, that starts being 37,576,900,000 mitzvahs during the week, okay? Now, Rabosai, from all the multipliers we said, Torah is 613, Shabbos is 613, Tzar is 100, simcha is 1,000, lefiar cheshbonus, right? So think about it. How great is it? That's the last part of why avoda b'simcha is an avoda gedola, because it has such a hashpa. So those are three things we said about why doing mitzvahs b'simcha are so great. One, because you're going to stick with them if you enjoy them. Two, because they have a huge hashpa, like we said. And three, because they have a huge schar. Okay. Now I want to speak about another aspect. We could have learned avoda gedola like this. I don't think that's a pshat. How else could we have learned the words in the Rambam? Hasimcha shiyismach adam basiyas mitzvah avas akel shetivuhem avoda gedola. We could have said it means you have to work a lot to get it. We're learning it means important. Great. Right? Because like I have a big job to do. When you say I have a big job, Carpenter says he has a big job. What does he mean? I have a lot to do. It's a hefty job. Not that it's important per se, but it's hefty. It takes a lot of work. Okay? Everybody hear that? Could be avoda gedola, big job, great job. I have to work a lot to get to simcha b'mitzvah. You have to work at it. Okay? I don't think that's a pshat, but I want to go into that anyway. So you have to work to be joyful mitzvah. Now, how do we work at this? Right, so there's a Magi Mishnah here on this Rambam, which I want to read part of it to you. Okay, listen to this, fellas. V'yavin, says the Magi Mishnah, is a Rishon. Ki lekach notzar, for this you were created, l'shamesh eskono, to be m'shamesh your master. A person was created, l'shamesh eskono. What were we created? Lekach notzarti. L'shamesh ukishu ose mashe niver b'shvilo yismach. And when a person does what he was created for that thing, for his purpose, he'll be happy. Okay? So good, I'm going to read again. V'yavin, ki lekach notzar l'shamesh eskono, u'kisha ose mashe niver b'shvilo, when you did what you're created to do, yismach, be happy. Right? So I understand what the Magen Mishnah say like this. When one is fulfilling his purpose, when a person has a sense, I'm fulfilling my purpose, this is what I was about. You know, unfortunately, I'm a shalom for these things are in sports, you know? I think that body was built to dunk a basketball, right? Well, your bodies and our minds were built to be m'shamesh Hashem. Much more than his body was built to dunk a basketball, to paint a painting, or to do whatever other thing, right? Our minds, our souls, our hands, our feet were created, like we said in Tefillah Zakeh, we're created l'shamesh esboreinu. So when we would think about that, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm about to fulfill my purpose. That doesn't make a person happy. What is the world looking for? You know, they have my tongue with cornflakes, 10 reasons to be happy. I want to write them. Tell people to fill their purpose. That's what's going to make them happy. Not, you know, going rock climbing with friends. That distracts you. What makes a person happy, really, my friends, is what? Meaning. What's meaningful to me is when I'm fulfilling my purpose, when I'm doing what I'm created to do. Huh? So if when I see, when I go to take my dollar minimum, when I sit in the sukkah, when I dance at a simple space show, and I say, lekach notzarti, I was created for this, it's going to fill us with joy. Okay? That's on a high level to be filled with joy. Lekach notzarti. And if one can even say that, try it one time. Don't be scared. Try it before you do a mitzvah. I was created to do this. You'll be happy. You'll be much happier than if you were doing another way. Okay? And next point. Simcha and mitzvahs is a category in simcha, right? Now, for sure, we're only talking about simcha and mitzvahs, but you could be a generally down person, right, and still be very lit up by mitzvahs. And for sure, you could be a very happy person generally and be down when you do mitzvahs, right? It's not muchach. There's not a definite connection between being a happy guy and being a simcha mitzvahs person. Because I like life, you know, but I don't enjoy mitzvahs per se. Unfortunately, many people like that. And they're finding a life dafka and a lot of other things. And you can be a down person and still say, okay, but I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm getting myself up. Of course. But for sure, the more happy a person is generally, that much easier it's going to be to be mesameach mitzvahs. This is an emotion I have. This is something in me, joy. So it's easier to apply. All right, that's clear? That's a clear enough. So let's say one word, a short word, about general joy in life. So I saw something in the Siva Shalom. This is a loose translation like this. Listen to this, guys. Simcha, he says, is a special outlook based on your hashkafa. It's not stam how you are. A person has a hashkafa of life. And when someone has the right hashkafa, he can be happy whether things are going well or not. If you have the right perception about what life's about, and you see things the right way, you can't be happy, even if you're going through a lot of difficulty. So said the Nesiva Shalom. The source of joy is that a Yid is happy with Hashem's actions with him. This comes from the deep feeling that Hashem is a loving father who's trustworthy and dedicated to him. He's dedicated to us, right? And constantly on guard to do good for him, whether a person sees us or not. Everybody hear that? Right? Says the Nesiva Shalom, the secret to not just joy and mitzvahs, but the secret to general joy is that I understand everything I go through, everything, is set up by a loving father. If it could be any better, it would be, like our Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal used to say. If it could be any better, it would be. Hashem, a loving Neman, trustworthy father, is taking care of us every day. Brought us to the sukkah. He brought us to everything. He brought us to our Yerushalayim. He brought us against the Kotel. He brought us to difficult times. He brought us to war 4 months ago, 3 months ago. All that he brought us to, but it was a loving father. And when a person perceives that, when a person has real bitachon, says the Nesiva Shalom, you'll always be happy. Because every situation in life was set up for you by a billionaire father who wants exactly what's right for us all the time. If it could be any better, it would be. So I'm not going to be happy? I don't see it. Yeah, but I can still be happy. That's what he says. That's the secret to life in general. That's the secret to joy in life. And someone who espouses that philosophy, my friends, will be much closer to Simcha B'Mitzvahs because he's already joyful. And he's already joyful about in a Ruchani way. He's already joyful in a spiritual way. So now, we'll make one final point. Final points. It'll take a while, but it's a final point. Now, we've spoken about a lot of deep hashkafas, right? We've spoken about a lot of deep hashkafas. Simcha b'mitzvahs, that I realize l'kach natzarti. A general simcha, is I have to have this, develop this deep bitachon in myself. And this can get a person to dance, right? A person can get to dance. The Hasidim say, one way to go dancing is what? From the head to the raglayim. My head is happy. My head is lit up. And therefore, I dance. But the Hasidim say also, it could go the other way, right? For those who enjoy these types of pshatim, the simcha maza oseh, kind of kohelis. So then Siva Shalom, simcha maza, even a simcha of nothing, maza, what is it? Oseh, right? Really, the push of pshat is simcha maza oseh. What does simcha do? Simcha maza, even a simcha of a little bit is oseh, right? What's the idea of osai? Chitzonius ma'ora panimius. This is one, maybe for a lot of us, is maybe the most important idea I'm going to say. Chitzonius ma'ora panimius. Our outward actions, and you're going to love this remez. I thought of a special remez today to get this point across. You never heard a remez like this in your life. I've never said one like this in my life. Okay, I'm excited to say this. Chitzonius ma'or panimius. Our outward actions are ma'or, our inner actions. It's a famous Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tetzayin, or Mishdil Shasharm in two places. If you act a certain way, you will be happier. Right? It's not all about that. You act a certain way. What's the remez, Rabosai? Where do we do it? Listen to this. Psst. What? Psst. No, not psh. Through Rowan's throat. Is PSS, or both sides. Posture. Try to feel depressed. When you feel depressed, do this. Try to feel depressed when you go like that, or both sides. You can't be depressed if you do that. You feel good, right? That's the P. Posture. Have a posture of happiness. You will feel happier. Right? If you're slumped over, you will feel more down. If you throw your shoulders back, and you stand up, you'll feel happier. Stand straight, right? You can see someone when they're down. Posture will affect your mood, right? That's the P. What's the S? What's the S? What's the P? Smile! Smile, or both. A smile. A smile is a small curve which sets a lot of things straight. however you know that it releases all the endorphins or whatever, I don't know these things, you know what I'm saying? But you know that, when you smile, you feel better. What's the second S?
Sing.
Well, as I sing, you feel down, hum a little bit. No one's going to think you're crazy, you know what I mean? It's better than talking to yourself later. Bosai, psst. Remember that. Psst. Don't forget it. Posture, singing, smiling, right? Posture, sing, smile. The chitzon is more the panemius. This is scientifically tested things, and everybody finds it himself. If you feel down and you act down, you will feel more down. If you act up, right, and your posture is good, and you sing a little to yourself, and you smile, you don't want to do it, right? Because you'd rather stay in the dumps. That's your business, right? Don't stay in the dumps, or else say, get out of the dumps. Wake yourself up, and it's so easy now that you remember the psss. Oh, is that a great remez? PSS, right? There's years of work in that psss. First I have to learn psss. I have to say it right. You want to say it wrong. Posture, singing, and song, okay? Posture, singing, and smiling. So both said, the klal is, happiness is a choice. Abe Lincoln, you know him, right? Sukkis is, he said, people listen to this, people tend to be about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Simple's in the head. People are as happy as they make their minds to be, right? And we push ourselves to the right actions, we will be happy. And from there, we can get to the great madriga of simple mitzvahs. Okay, so I want to finish with going over some of the key points we should focus on from everything we said in the last few minutes. Let's remember, first off, what do we have to remember first off? Psst. Yeah? Next time you do, think. Don't think about whatever that means. You don't know what it means any. Think posture, singing, smiling. My posture can make me happier. Sing a little bit, hum to myself. I can smile. I will be happier when I am like that. Okay? Two, the more real bitachon, the happier we will be. Right? Three, let's remember that simcha and mitzvah is simcha gedola, right? If I can take this mitzvah and be happy about it, I'm going to take it to a whole different level. I'm doing the same thing anyway. But if I can be happy, it's an avodah gedola, the Rambam says. And the Kuzari said it's even a separate chelik of avodah together with Avin Yira. And what? We're going to stick to mitzvahs more. We're going to get a lot more schar for them. And our mitzvahs will have a much greater effect on ourselves and all the olamas when we do them with joy. Okay? The way to simcha mitzvahs, we pointed out. What's the way? Lekach netzarti. I was created to do this thing. And when I do what I was created for, I am joyful. Okay? Finally, as great as simcha mitzvahs is, there's a point I really want to get across. We shouldn't think it's beyond us. The Yetzer Hara are horrible. They tell us that we're far from everything. We're not shy to this. We're not shy to that. We're not shy to anything. We're not shy to certain things. But the Yetzer wants you to think you're not shy to anything. Right? The Rambam writes it. Believe it. We can be happy in mitzvahs, right? And like we said from the Orach HaTzaddikim, once I feel this is not a burden, that's it. That's already the minimum madrega. I feel this thing isn't a burden to me. I'm happy to be doing it. I'm happy to be doing a mitzvah. That's it. You're already in the category. And from there, you can only go further and further and further, right? Remember that. It's not something, we're not saying something on a different level. I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to me. Simple mitzvah is us. I'm happy doing this mitzvah. I'm happy learning today. I'm happy to be in the base matter. She already took it up 1,000-fold. Rabosai, believe. Believe you can be happy. Believe you can be happy in mitzvahs. And believe that through being happy in mitzvahs, you can take yourself to a whole different madriga that you weren't at before. That's Lacharabba. Thank you very much.